Sunil is very active and hopes to achieve many things. And
what's a typical day like for him?
When he wakes up in the morning, someone has to help him take off his ankle-foot orthotics and his hand orthotics. Someone has to help him sit up. Someone has to help him scooch down on the bed. Someone has to help him put on sneakers and socks because he can't walk barefoot. And then he can still stand so that he can stand and pivot into his wheelchair. Then he goes into the bathroom, and then someone has to help him wash his face, brush his teeth, toileting. Then Sunil will, you know, have breakfast. It has to be all cut up and ready for him.
Have you taken on all these responsibilities yourself?
I have aides for Sunil. Frequently I do so, but now at this point in life, he doesn't want his mother to be really helping him. He wants to be kind of his own man, so to speak.
But for many years?
Yeah, largely through grade school and quite a bit of high school. And then that's when, you know, he was in his teens that he really wanted to have other people assisting him more. So I started looking for personal care aides for him.
When was he diagnosed?
He was 2.5 years old when he was diagnosed.
And what's the life expectancy?
Usually late teens, early 20s.
At 22, gonna make me cry too. he's near the end of his life. What was it like personally for you to be a caregiver for your son?
Very painful, you know, because you don't want that for your child. Every mother wants their child to live and enjoy life and be able to do things. But to watch my bright, beautiful baby, my bright, beautiful son, lose function was very hard.
And were you working at the time still?
Oh, yes, working full time.
How did you manage?
It was very difficult. But I have a supportive family, so I was very fortunate, you know. And I worked for myself as a family practice physician, so frequently I'd have to juggle, you know, juggle my patients with care for my son. So I was very fortunate. I have some very loyal, very kind patients that have stuck with me through the years.
Having a medical background has probably been helpful, but it still sounds very emotionally, very physically a toil on yourself.
Yes, because I know what the future, being a physician has made it good for Sunil because I can help him better, but definitely very painful to see the decline, painful to know what could go wrong, very painful in ways.
Mm-hmm. What percentage of Western New Yorkers have this type of MD?
You know, 1 in 3,200 male births, you will have Duchenne muscular dystrophy. And there's some that are spontaneous mutations that occur, and some that are genetic. And for some reason, we actually do have a higher incidence of Duchenne in our Western New York region and a few others in the United States, which we've never really quite figured out. But it's generally 1 in 3,200. It's an orphan disease, so to speak, a rare disease. So there just isn't enough awareness about it. But that's why I really think it's important that we raise awareness and raise funds for research.
We've heard about Western New York has higher than usual cancer rates and some other diseases, but is MD in particular, is there a higher prevalence here in Western New York?
You know, Duchenne muscular dystrophy, there's a higher prevalence. And this was information that really came to light for me about 15, 18 years ago when I started delving it deeper into the research in the area and looking into information about it. It was called MD StarNet, and it was Western New York and a few other places where they had highlighted that this, we have a higher percentage. You know, it's interesting because shortly after that, that was gone. Like, you couldn't even get back to that, those numbers again. And I remember trying to get back there and ask people, but they wouldn't say anything more. So I think definitely unfortunately, Western New York has a higher incidence of many diseases.